Springfield Chief Development Officer Kevin Kennedy says when he and Mayor Dominic Sarno first talked about the strategy for getting a casino built in the city, they told each other they would remain optimistic and prepared for whatever hurdles came along.
Anybody that thought an $800 million project was going to be easy was sadly mistaken.
The fate of what has been described as the largest economic development project in the city's history will be in the hands of Massachusetts voters in November. The state's highest court, in a unanimous decision announced Tuesday, ruled that a question can go on the ballot asking voters to repeal the 2011 law that authorized the licensing of up to 3 resort casinos and 1 slots machine parlor. The ruling came less than 2 weeks after the Massachusetts Gaming Commission awarded MGM a provisional license for the entertainment industry giant's Springfield project. Hopes for a groundbreaking later this summer were dashed by Tuesday's court decision. Penn National Gaming, which was awarded the lone slots parlor license in February, said it is going full speed ahead with construction at a harness racetrack in Plainville. Penn, in a statement, said it was confident Massachusetts voters would keep the casino law. MGM said it risks $200 million if it starts construction in Springfield. Sarno does not fault MGM for waiting.
We're very optimistic in November, but again, this delays shovels and bricks and mortar going in the ground a construction season.
MGM's development agreement with Springfield promises to create 2,000 construction jobs and 3,000 permanent jobs. The city would receive $25 million annually, and MGM has agreed to fund public safety enhancements, parks improvements, and other amenities. City Councilor Tim Rook said Springfield has a lot to lose if voters in November ban casinos.
I think you will hear a very long exhaust in the city of Springfield, and that will be the hopes of all the residents and the businesses being dashed once again by the government.
City Councilor Bud Williams said there does not appear to be a plan B if the casino is not built.
I know they put a lot of eggs in this basket, and I'm the old school, don't put all your eggs in one basket. As I said, I would hope that the mayor and Kevin Kennedy and the city have a backup plan. I'm sure they got something that they're sitting on. So hopefully, if this doesn't go, we'll be able to tee up what they have on schedule.
Kennedy, the city's development director, said the casino is just one part of more than $2.48 billion in construction and economic development projects that were either recently completed or scheduled to start soon.
The big thing to remember is we were taking advantage of 15 acres in our downtown to generate a huge amount of economic activity. So the idea that's going to affect the whole rest of the city economic development is just not correct.
City Council President Mike Fenton said the overall economic climate in Springfield is improving and the city is seen as being business friendly.
Admittedly, there will be off-spin associated with the casino that we would lose if the project isn't built, but I don't think that's going to stall our progress.
MGM on Wednesday held 2 previously scheduled meetings for businesses interested in supplying goods and services to the casino. MGM has promised to purchase $50 million annually from Springfield area companies. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.